Good morning, Tucson and Southern Arizona. Welcome into the 1030 The Voice studios in Oro Valley. We are having a road show today at the exciting opening of the University of Arizona Center for Innovation's Bioscience Incubator. We are here all morning celebrating this as various community leaders and media have been a part of this effort this week to welcome on board an exciting new addition to the innovation entrepreneurship ecosystem. I am in Oro Valley. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, for this hour of Tipping Point, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. And here to kick off the day with me is Eric Smith, the Executive Director of the University of Arizona Center for Innovation. We'll hear from the Chamber of Commerce. We'll hear from one of the startups as well that'll be in this space starting up in the biosciences. And of course, we'll talk workforce pivots with Devin Underwood at the end of the hour, getting to Tucson's workers and employees back to work well. Eric Smith, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
This is it's always exciting to talk to you, and it is opening day. The Biosciences Incubator here in Oro Valley, it is open. How do you feel?
Oh, well, we feel great. You know, we broke ground on this here location in September of last year. We've been working through 2020, it has not slowed us down, and we are now sitting here inside of UACI at Oro Valley, our new biotech incubator for scalable biotech startups.
Incredible. And you, when did groundbreaking happen? It really didn't feel like it was that long ago.
Yeah, so the ceremony was in September of last year, and it was really the beginning or so of this year that we actually started digging dirt and erecting a building here for our startups.
Incredible. So, you know, on this show, I've talked about how really, you know, Tucson and Arizona is and needs to brand around, the greater Tucson region needs to brand around being a biotech, bioscience hub of the Southwest. We have all the pieces. We don't always tell the story. You guys do. We do. But how do we tell that story at a community level? What does it mean to have a biosciences incubator in Oro Valley? What do you hope happens with this space? What happens here that matters?
Sure. So what's really interesting about what we have here is that it wasn't necessarily driven by us. Having a biotech incubator in Oro Valley was driven by Oro Valley. So you have Roche here, you had Icogen here at the time, you have Bayer right next door, you have quite a bit of bioscience activity happening here, and they were looking for a few things. One was the ability to source technologies from startup companies. We all know that startup companies are a little bit more nimble. They can get things done quicker. They're taking the risk where these other larger companies might not. So having them doing that in their own backyard gives these large companies an opportunity to see a pipeline for technologies they might acquire. They're looking for talent. You know, the reality of the situation is sometimes startups fail. And the entrepreneurs that went through that experience represent really good talent for these larger biotech companies. And ultimately, as well, they're looking for a place for trailing spouses. If they're attracting great scientists from other regions and they have a trailing spouse that might also be a scientist, why not try working with a startup? It provides a great employment opportunity for those folks coming with their spouses as well. So some of these factors combined with others really drove groups of individuals to start lobbying for an incubator here. And we at UACI have been doing this work since 2003 and came on board and took it across the finish line for them.
What is here in this space? So certainly there's some office space. We're in one of those office spaces now before one of the startups jumps in. There's also a laboratory here. Tell me about the physical space we're in. Paint that picture. And who do you expect? What kind of companies are already starting to populate this biosciences incubator here at UACI in Oro Valley?
We are sitting in a 4,000 square foot incubator facility here. It is primarily wet lab space. So what the startups are taking advantage of is resources and space that they otherwise would not have the ability to afford. And so we have benches in a wet lab. We have fume hoods. We have two cell culture labs with biosafety cabinets, and we have a tissue culture lab. And I could keep talking about a lot of the things that maybe 90% of us are not necessarily well knowledgeable in. But ultimately, what this is this is a lab for startups that otherwise don't have the resources to do this work themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're working on new drugs. They're working on drug delivery platforms, they're working on therapeutics, medical devices, things like that. And this unlocks the ability for them to continue working. And then we have offices for each. We're kind of moving away from the open workspace area, not just because of the pandemic, but because this is what startups are saying. They're looking for a place to be a little private, to have those Zoom conversations, to protect their IP, things of that nature,
right.
And a collaboration space as well.
Right. Tell me as we close here how this fits into the ecosystem that is really developing around how the university is driving innovation, right? There's the tech park that many of us know out on Rita. There is a space opening up near the university. There's now a space up in Oro Valley here. How does this all connect? Give us the big, big picture of the ecosystem in Arizona developing here in Southern Arizona.
I will give you the big picture with one story. And it's the story around the first company that will actually be here in this facility. The company is called Therasia. You might be talking to Iman here.
Third
in the
segment,
future.
Yes, sir.
So I'll let him talk about
today.
His science.
Yeah.
And really, really incredible science solving real world problems. But Iman, who's running the company, took this company through the McGuire Center for Entrepreneurship, gained the education. It was a university owned IP, so it went through Tech Launch Arizona, which is the tech transfer function of the university. And now they're landing here at the incubator to grow the company. So it's a great representation of some of the pieces that work together that the university has to support startup companies. And there are others. We also have Forge. And we just announced a partnership this week with Forge where they have an accelerated entry program. And what those companies are entering into is actually our incubator. And so you combine that with some of the community resources, the great work that Startup Tucson is doing, the great work on some of the other co-working spaces and business resources that our community has, and expand that up to Oro Valley now, Southern Arizona is really primed to support some of our region's biggest future.
Eric Smith, Executive Director of UACI here in Southern Arizona, University of Arizona Center for Innovation. Really cool to see how this all comes together, how it's becoming regional, driven by the university. But also you said something that if someone has the science, but not the resources, that's a darn shame. This space provides the space, provides the lab, really connects the people and the ideas with the space, the mentorship and support to grow. That's the magic formula. The Biosciences Incubator here, UACI Oro Valley, opens today. We're with Eric Smith. Thank you so much for your time.
Of course,
and,
thank you.
We'll see you on the show again soon.
Absolutely.
When we come back from a short break, we're going to talk to the president and CEO of the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, Dave Perry. When we come back from that, we will talk to the startup that Eric just mentioned. We're painting the whole picture for you today here, celebrating the opening today here, our live show, moving our studio on the road here to Oro Valley. We'll be right back. We're just getting started.
Miss a show? Check out the podcast at kvoi.com.
Hot, then cold, back to warm. This winter looks to be a drier and warmer one with intermittent cold snaps. So it's more important than ever to make sure your heating and cooling unit is working well. Ultra Air Conditioning can help make sure everything's working properly, pumping clean and purified air in your home as we head into the holidays. Give us a call at 520-392-8008 to hear about this Ultra Cares Clean Air Bundle and our partnership with Ben's Bells. Don't go hot or cold this holiday season. Call 392-8008. Tucson, if you're like me and my family, COVID-19 has made us take a hard look at our finances and financial planning. If that's you too, give my friends at MassMutual a call at 274-3749. They can help you navigate through these challenging times, integrate your insurance and investments with a purpose and a plan, and create a holistic financial strategy that works for you. Call them at 274-3749 to get started. 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's 40 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new Tech Park at the Bridges that just broke ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Tucson, your Tucson Museum of Art is now open to you following COVID safety protocols. Experience the Arizona Biennial, featuring 86 emerging and internationally recognized artists in a variety of media. Shop at the museum store for unique gifts that will stand out this holiday season, from jewelry and accessories to housewares and art supplies, puzzles and games and more. Or give the gift of an annual museum membership to skip gift wrapping and shipping. Visit them at 140 North Main Avenue next to Cafe A La Carte.
Hi, my name is Shanae with HR Resolve. Whether you are a self-employed individual or hire up to 35 employees, HR Resolve is your small business corporate office. We are locally owned, providing everything from general administrative and accounting services to payroll services and hiring. I started out just me, grew my company right here in Tucson, and want to help you succeed too. Call me and the HR Resolve team at 520-867-8384 to get started.
Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to DecibelCoffeeWorks.com for more info.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
I have Scientist Incubator here in Oro Valley. The grand opening day, we're celebrating it throughout the show. We just heard from the executive director of UACI, Eric Smith. I'm now excited to welcome in on air Dave Perry, the president and CEO of the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, bringing a business perspective on the importance of this space, not just to Oro Valley, but also to the region as we drive innovation technology at the speed of business. Dave Perry, good morning to you, and thank you for your time.
Good morning to you, Zach. Good to have you in Oro Valley this morning.
Yes, sir. Excited to be up here. I don't get up here as much. It's great to have the live studio going on here. So I want to turn it over to you right away. Give me your first reaction as you've seen the space, as you've been a part of the groundbreaking. You've been a part of this from the beginning. Eric Smith mentioned that really the bioscience technology that's been bubbling up the Oro Valley really drove the space being stood up here. What does this mean first for Oro Valley and then also for the region?
Well, Zach, you know, Oro Valley's got advantages in terms of Roche Tissue Diagnostics right up the hill there from you at the incubator. And I love to point out that Dr. Tom Grogan was at the University of Arizona when he came up with the idea that became Ventana Medical Systems and is now Roche Tissue Diagnostics and is a world leader in cancer diagnostic technology. And that all happened because of an idea that was incubated and nurtured right here in Southern Arizona. So I look at the incubator as saying, hey, can we do this again? Can we create an environment where we can replicate that success? And I know Eric is, I listened to what he just said, and he's right that sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't, but you got to try. And the UACI Oro Valley brings that thinking, that collaboration, that space for startups right here into the community. And we hope that we can nurture some of those into businesses that will become bigger businesses and employ our residents and add to the fabric of what is really a terrific community. Oro Valley is a great place to live and to do business, and we want to get that word out there.
The CEO of the Oro Valley Chamber of commerce. The Oro Valley often gets talked about as a residentially based community, as a family community, a thriving tech center is probably not what people think about necessarily when they think about Oro Valley. Could you speak to that for a moment? And the tech parks, right? We've got tech parks in Vail, we've got a tech park going in the center of our region, now Oro Valley. What does it mean to have that regional connectivity, do you think, for overall business in Greater Tucson?
So I think that we all have to try to do a good job of connecting the dots, Zach. You know, when Tucson prospers, Oro Valley prospers, and vice versa, and having all of that sort of energy and enthusiasm and collaboration, you know, the old saying is, you know, a high tide lifts all boats, and that's so true here. And, you know, the thing I like to point out is that in Oro Valley now, we have the biggest bioscience company in Southern Arizona, Roche Tissue Diagnostics. We now have the University of Arizona College of Veterinary Medicine, which is about 2.5 miles down the road from your current location. And we have the UA Center for Innovation, Oro Valley. And the thing I like to say is that the juxtaposition of those three things, nothing bad will result from that. And, you know, you have to take advantage of relatively good times for those industries and those institutions. That's when you try to grow an economy. You know, it's tough to grow an economy when things are difficult, and certainly this is an unparalleled difficult time, but we've got a chance and we've got the facilities and the brains in place to, I think, create something special. You know, there's no reason that Oro Valley can't be a bioscience hub. And we've got some of the bones in place for that. We just got to flesh them out.
We're with Dave Perry this morning, again, the CEO and president of the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce. In terms of supporting other types of businesses, if there's a thriving tech and bioscience and entrepreneurship community in Oro Valley, what are the effects of that on the overall businesses and residential experience in Oro Valley? What have you seen? You mentioned when you know a rising tide floats all boats, but what is that one-to-one really economic and regional impact of having something like a biosciences incubator going here in Oro Valley?
Well, I'll take it from a residential point of view here, Zach. My wife and I live about 2 miles from where you are, and when we have jobs, when we have good paying jobs, that stimulates economic activity, it stimulates cultural activity, it gets kids into our great schools. You know, they spend money here. It's how you grow a place. It's how you mature a community. And the community has responsibilities in that, Zach. You know, last night at town council, we had a conversation about housing. And Oro Valley needs to generate a wider diversity of housing products beyond single-family residential. And it's a subject that we're talking about with government and developers as well. You know, we've got to have the millennial sort of housing option that might be apartments or rental casitas or whatever it might be. And when we have those people living here, we have more nightlife, more restaurants, more retail opportunities, more professional services. But it all starts with jobs, and it starts with people doing business every day. And so I think that if we nurture those things and we try to grow and prosper as a community, we're going to thrive. You know, I like to say this often, there's no standing still. Either you grow or you recede, and our organization is a pro-growth organization, and we want to see good things happen here.
You know, Dave Perry, CEO and president of the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce, we're speaking with Dave today live, our roadshow tour here, as we are in the live and mobile KVUI 1030 studios here in Oro Valley celebrating the opening of the UACI Biosciences Incubator here, right here in Oro Valley. We'll be right back.
hot, then cold, back to warm. This winter looks to be a drier and warmer one with intermittent cold snaps. So it's more important than ever to make sure your heating and cooling unit is working well. Ultra Air Conditioning can help make sure everything's working properly, pumping clean and purified air in your home as we head into the holidays. Give us a call at 520-392-8008 to hear about this Ultra Cares Clean Air Bundle and our partnership with Ben's Bells. Don't go hot or cold this holiday season. Call 392-8008. Tucson, your Tucson Museum of Art is now open to you following COVID safety protocols. Experience the Arizona Biennial, featuring 86 emerging and internationally recognized artists in a variety of media. Shop at the museum store for unique gifts that will stand out this holiday season, from jewelry and accessories to housewares and art supplies, puzzles and games and more. Or give the gift of an annual museum membership to skip gift wrapping and shipping. Visit them at 140 North Main Avenue next to Cafe A La Carte. What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at StorytellerPR.com to learn more. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
We are going to be speaking now with Justin Jeffrey. We've talked to Eric Smith, the executive director of the UACI. We've talked to Dave Perry with the Oro Valley Chamber of Commerce. What does it mean to have this new biosciences incubator? What does it mean to have a regional opportunity here as we've got tech parks all over the region now that are popping up and growing? What does it mean for the university to be driving research and knowledge and innovation? We're going to talk to Justin Jeffrey now on the startup side, one of the startups that will be utilizing this biosciences incubator. Justin Jeffrey is the chief business officer for Theracea on the live with us now. Justin, thanks for your time this morning, a few minutes to talk through your journey as a startup from the university here. Welcome on board.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for inviting us, having us on your show. I just wanted to start out just by sharing our gratitude. We're really thankful for really so many different Arizona-based groups. Especially want to thank University of Arizona Center for Innovation, Tech Parks Arizona, and BIOSA, the Bioindustry Organization of Southern Arizona, for selecting us and trusting in our team to take advantage of this opportunity. So
wonderful. Well, Justin, thank you for those words. Give us the quick 60-second description of Theracea. What does your startup solve? And then we'll close with talking about why it's so important for companies like yours to have a space like this biosciences incubator. What is Theracea?
Kind of give just a little bit of technical background without getting into the weeds too much. We're an early stage biotech company. We're founded, based right here in Tucson, University of Arizona spinoff. And really what we do is we create innovative chemistry for precision medicine. And I'll kind of define what precision medicine means to us. But specifically, what technology we've developed, a chemical process that allows very simple and chemically efficient, cost-efficient, and a scalable diagnostic PET, or positron emission tomography, imaging agents that are designed for the detection of cancer, which currently is our primary target. But fortunately, our technology, it's a platform technology in that we can apply it to various biomolecules such as peptides, proteins, antibodies, and several others. But therefore, we can target you know, specific biomarkers, not just to cancer, but other diseases as well, such as, you know, diseases in cardiology, neurology, infectious disease. So kind of to elaborate on the precision medicine idea for us, achieving precision medicine through our technology, it kind of refers to, you know, developing specific high resolution, high sensitivity, and high affinity PET imaging agents that allow us to detect cancer earlier so that we can make better guided decisions about how to treat diseases. And ultimately, patients are beneficiaries. They'll live longer after initial diagnosis. So that's kind of our technical background. And just to give a little bit more kind of a general background about our company, of course, I'm the chief business officer. My partner is Dr. Iman Dariayi. He's a co-founder and CEO. He's also an inventor on the technology, which, you know, by the way, it's developed, you know, the work had begun when he was a grad student in the Department of Chemistry at the University of Arizona. And he was actively working at that time with TLA or Tech Launch in Arizona. Quite often as a trainee, taking advantage of their mentorship program and their NSF iCorp program before eventually licensing our technology through TLA.
With Justin Jeffrey, this morning the Chief Business Officer for TIA. Justin, we are having just a little bit of technical difficulties here with our live show at the UACI in Oro Valley, the new Biosciences Incubator. While we have you, last question here is, what does it mean for a company like yours to have a space like this Biosciences Incubator to really get your company from that nascent stage to full-on success? Tell us a little bit about what this space means to that.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? I just want to confirm.
Yes, hear you just fine. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, great. Yeah. So, you know, of course, we're very excited to work and collaborate with, you know, like-minded entrepreneurs and, you know, to be able to have access to, you know, support system of all the mentors and advisors, all the you know, collaborators and just having access to all the local partners and resources, you know, through UACI, you know, these are all critical to making a startup successful. And, you know, we're particularly also, you know, excited about this new facility, which has, you know, all the necessary services and equipment that's going to allow us to conduct our R&D. So, you know, just to kind of, you know, summarize, you know, we see UACI as kind of a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs just like us. You know, it allows us to be well connected with the University of Arizona, the community, and the industry as a whole. You know, it provides us with, you know, assistance from people that have a track record of success. So they help us, you know, a startup like us, you know, create our business plan and help understand our target market, market our products. You know, they offer, you know, mentoring and support for, you know, finding potential investors. You know, all these things are extremely important for a startup. So, you know, we believe everything that we need to build a successful biotech company is right at our fingertips at UACI. And then just kind of one last thing I wanted to point out, you know, another motivation for us to work there and something that's really important to us is to keep it local, to help stimulate the local economy. And, you know, so we, you know, we see it as a way to kind of give back by hiring University of Arizona students, you know, grad students, offer more and, you know, high-paying jobs to help fuel the Southern Arizona's economy. So, you know, for all these reasons, you know, it's just extremely valuable to us.
Justin Jeffrey, thank you so much for making some time here on the grand opening of the UACI Biosciences Incubator here in Oro Valley. Excited about your company, the Chief Business Officer for Theracea. Wishing you the best of luck, much success, and we're grateful for your impact on the region. We'll be right back. That takes us to our final break. Come back. We will talk Workforce Pivots, a special edition, Devin Underwood, the talent store, and a special guest right after this. Go.
We're the place where Tucson comes to talk. 1030, The Voice.
In 1994, the University of Arizona took the bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. With over 25 years of success, Tech Parks Arizona continues to advance innovation. Whether it's 40 startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just broke ground, they are integral in shaping the future of Southern Arizona. Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
It's the holiday season, and Jones Photo is your partner for giving and getting the gift of great art and photography. Whether it's taking the best family photo this year or printing and framing great shots of the desert Southwest and urban landscapes as amazing gifts, Jones Photo is here for all your photography, framing, printing, and learning and education needs. Don't miss out on the season and support local. Head to jonesphoto.com for more information.
What are the community stories that define us? Talking about these stories are what Tipping Point is about and what Storyteller PR, a public relations firm in Tucson, has been doing meaningfully for years in our community. Storyteller PR activates publicity, social media, and event production to establish and strengthen the reputation of Southern Arizona brands and organizations. What story do you need to tell? Visit us at StorytellerPR.com to learn more.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Thursday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
The Why I Love Where I Live team has one wish for you this holiday season: to find joy wherever you are. As a local retail store celebrating community, what better way to end a difficult year than by buying your Christmas gifts locally and giving friends and family reminders of what makes Tucson and our community great. From books to jewelry to clothing, hats, gifts for kids, and everything in between, visit the retail store this holiday season at 267 South Avenida del Convento or online at whyiloveWhereILive.com. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
Tucson's source for trusted news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Good morning, Tucson and Southern Arizona. Welcome back to our live on the road 30 The Voice studio, celebrating the grand opening of the UACI Oro Valley Biosciences Incubator this morning. And we're excited for a special version, a special segment of Workforce Pivots with Devin Underwood of the Talent Store. And Courtney Slenaker, the executive director of American Red Cross here in Tucson in Southern Arizona. As always, Devin Underwood, good morning to you.
Hi, Zach. How are you?
Doing well this morning. It's a beautiful day up in Oro Valley. And Courtney Slenaker, welcome on air. Good to be with you as well.
Good morning. Great to be on with both of you, and exciting news about the incubator.
Absolutely. So, Devin, I really want to turn this back over to you to start and get Courtney in on this as well. We talk about how to help companies and employees really acquire and retain the talent needed to build strong teams. But it's not just private sector companies that need that. Nonprofits as well are serving our community and need not just people on their teams hired, but also volunteer help And I know you're in the thick of conversations as well on that point, Devin. Could you kind of kick us off the special segment we wanted to have this morning, and we'll get Courtney in on this with her thoughts as well.
Yep, definitely. I think Courtney reached out and, you know, wanted to brainstorm a little bit about challenges she's had with volunteers through COVID. And there's a couple kind of things going on. So, Courtney, do you want to quickly talk about some of the challenges you're experiencing? I thought it'd be great and relevant to anyone listening, because I guarantee there's many going through the same thing. So tell us a little bit about what's going on with volunteers there at the Red Cross.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks so much again for having me on. And, you know, I think you're right, Devin. It's not a unique problem to the Red Cross right now, or maybe I should say a unique challenge. But as I think every single person, organization, agency, whether you're for-profit or nonprofit, has been challenged with when COVID really hit was engagement, you know. And for the American Red Cross, 90% of our workforce is volunteers. So all the work you're seeing in the community, responding to disasters, responding to local home fires, providing emergency communications to our active duty military members, reconnecting families across the globe with our Restoring Family Links program, 90% of the people doing the work are volunteers. And as we all had to transition with COVID, everyone transitioned to this very virtual setting, you know, and we did it to protect the workforce and we did it to protect the clients we serve. But with that, there's challenges in, you know, implementing new technology, using new technology overnight. And I think that's where our biggest challenge comes in our volunteer base is, one, does everybody have access to the right technology? And two, how do we keep our volunteers continually engaged in a virtual setting where, you know, we're having endless Zoom and video conferencing meetings? And, you know, I think all of us are probably have some Zoom fatigue by now. But how do you keep your workforce engaged? Again, it's a volunteer base. And how do you also adapt to the evolving technology that's required to deliver services? And I think that's been some of our biggest challenges, you know, here locally. But then also, you know, when you look at the demographics of our volunteer base, you know, some folks have had to say, hey, I have to take a step back right now. You know, my health and the safety of my family needs to come first. And of course, you know, we support that 100%. And again, the safety of our workforce and our clients is our first priority. But for nonprofits and for businesses, your mission can't stop. You know, you can't postpone responding to a home fire. You can't postpone reconnecting a family that maybe has been impacted by COVID across the world. So how do you keep delivering those services when your workforce has shrunk and basically shrunk overnight? And that's, I think, that's where we're struggling.
Yeah, I totally hear you. And I think that, you know, one, we can talk about operationally the engagement piece, and I think that's sort of a separate conversation and one in and of itself is engaging a dispersed workforce or volunteer team, right? But, you know, it sounds like also you need to even attract maybe a different type of volunteer right now. I know there are people in the community that are eager to be engaged further. In fact, COVID has made them really look at what they're involved in the community and say, you know what, I want to have a bigger impact. I want to do more. A lot of people are thinking that way, but how do you get their eyes, ears, and hearts on the Red Cross or whatever organization it might be, right? So you can get some new people engaging with you who maybe have the technology or some of those other pieces of the new checklist that you have for volunteer needs. So, you know, some of the things I look at when I'm thinking about how do I get new engagement or new interest in an organization, one is, what should you be saying about your organization? How should you be saying it? And where should you be communicating it out, right? So it's really all about attraction campaigning. So Courtney, for you, why are you proud to be at the Red Cross? What's your passion connection there? Or what's a passion connection volunteers have shared with you?
That is a great question, Devin. And I have to be honest with you, when I first joined the Red Cross, like probably many of you listening, I thought, you know, Red Cross collects blood and we respond to disasters. And after I started, I learned about how much more we do in the community. And I think what really drives me is that, you know, Red Cross has been here in Southern Arizona for over 104 years, adapting and evolving to the community needs. But with having such a rich history, the amount of people that we get to interact with in a day, from the volunteer base to the clients we serve, meeting those people, that is really what drives me. You know, I think my passions are really in those human connections, and how can we support those clients where whatever their needs may be. And the Red Cross has really worked to make sure that we're providing services that are relevant to the community. And that's really what drives me, you know, not the numbers, not the how many people are we working with, but it's those deep human connections. When you get to work with someone that just experienced, you know, essentially the worst day in their life by maybe losing their home to a fire, and to provide that service, it's really unexplainable. The feeling that the gratification that you get to be there and be on the ground and provide that. So that's kind of what drives me.
That's incredible. And I wanted to give you some airtime to say that, because I think that passion connection is really the most important piece. And I know we've only got a few minutes left, but when you're thinking about sort of the full campaign, you know, include in there some language around the people and the community connection. That's a passion for you. That's going to be a passion for the right volunteer. So make sure there's language in there about that. Then also understand, what are the current concerns of volunteers? Why have some not been coming? So, really highlighting your remote engagement opportunities, your PPE, safety, everything that you're doing to be really proactive and protective of the employee. And then also talk about some of the characteristics or success factors of your best volunteers. People who volunteer at the Red Cross are dot, dot, dot. And that's another attraction mechanism. And so make sure when you're framing your communication campaign, those are kind of the three areas you're really highlighting, and then how to get in touch with you. And then you want to talk about, you know, how you should say it. So channels, so email to donors, social media, strategic partners, being on the radio. Think about all those communication channels you need to hit. And then where. And so thinking about, you know, should we be talking to community foundations? Is there a centralized place for all volunteers in Tucson that I need to make sure I'm getting this new messaging to? If I need to shift down in demographic and young professionals may be really interested in being a part of what we're doing, how do I partner with Tucson Young Professionals and their nonprofit sector or philanthropy teams? So thinking about all the different areas, and we can brainstorm that offline, but wanted to quickly get that out there of that's how I kind of break up that work and that thought process. And then you just launch. You just get the messaging out to all those people.
Devin, I really appreciate how you really showed us a quick case study where you take what you do as the talent store to storytell an organization and strategically talent match team members. It really works for all organizations. And I know we thought it would be really exciting to have this conversation as a case study of what this looks like. And I'm so appreciative of what you do in the community. And Courtney, the same goes for you. Before we run out of time, I wanted to maybe leave a minute for you to share where people can go to find out how to volunteer and to support the organization. Do you have a website?
Yes, absolutely. If you just go to redcross.org, you can learn about all the different opportunities to work with us on so many different aspects of the mission. And talking about talent, your talents are needed in so many different areas. Again, redcross.org. You can also call us at 520-318-6740. That's 318-6740.
We'd love to meet you. We'd love to learn about your skills, your experience, and your passions, and hopefully match you to a great position here at the Red Cross.
Courtney
thank
Kleiniger,
you so much, Courtney, for everything
director.
You do.
Yes, Courtney
thank you, Devin,
Underwood.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you so much.